Been wanting to learn about different careers? Or just need that nudge to pursue your passion projects? Here at Project Offbeat Careers Podcast, we talk to guests with unique careers outside the usual corporate shtick. Listen to historians, gamers, teachers, and cosplayers. See how they've succeeded and how you can apply their learnings to your workplace. Catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And get ready to take the offbeaten path with us.
The views, takes, and opinions expressed on this show are of the host's own and do not represent the views, takes, and opinions of the Bunk Collective and its affiliates. Material and sources mentioned in this episode is for general and commentary purposes only. This episode might include strong language and may not be suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised. Stay safe and stay wrestle, everyone. Welcome to the main event, Mark.
Ayun. So, welcome to the Main Event Mark Podcast. For today's episode of the pod, eto nga, guys, heads up muna ako kasi wala tayong 5 takes this week. Kasi meron tayong bagay na i-address dito on the top of the hour. Gusto kong i-address tong situation that we have in our pro wrestling community as we speak. No? So, magiging unbiased ako dito pag sinabi ko to sa inyo. And magiging critical din ako pag sinabi ko, no? So, this past week, merong dalawang grupo na nag-aaway yung ano, sa ating wrestling community. Ito yung WWE Philippines na may mga tao dito. May mga matatanda. May mga matatanda. Tapos meron din mga isip bata. Tapos ito namang New Malacanang Pro Wrestling na di umano ni-raid itong WWE Philippines dahil sa lack of rules or lack of authority doon sa community na yan. So, ayun nga. Para lang klaro ha, hindi ng away, nag-trip. Tapos tong mga to, it's more on, it led to a fight. Parang nag-away-away na lahat ng members doon. Kung ano yung nangyari sa WWE Philippines group, there's two wrestling groups with that same name. That's the same fate this group is getting right now. And it's embarrassing because people are actually engaging with this. I feel bad for all of the people who is engaging with this. Kasi, putanganan, mapatalo kayo sa ganyan. Sa PWPH niya, may nagsiscreenshot pa. Tapos, sinasabi niya pang alay niya para masabing na pinapatulan niya. Huwag ganun, pare. Hindi na nga namin pinapatulan yung mga ganyan. Pero yun, holding a community is really hard. No? Yung responsibility sa community kasi iniingatan natin. Ayaw kasi natin na umabot dun sa point na tayo dito, kinukupal natin yung wrestling community natin. Marami na nga ang kupal sa wrestling community. Dadagdag pa tayo. Buti nga sa amin, sa case namin, wala na yung kupal, nawala na. Kami na yung, kumbaga, pinakatahimik na wrestling group dito sa Pilipinas. I can say that. I'm very confident to say this. Kasi totoo, no? Dumadami lang ulit yung members kasi nagre-recruit kami ng madami. So yan, huwag yung sabihin hindi. And to the fact na napakaliit ng pro wrestling community dito sa Pilipinas. Akalain mo yun, napakadami pa ning tanga o mga close-minded dito sa buong wrestling community natin. Ayokong magsalita ng hindi maganda, but I have to because this is the only way we can address things ahead. Kasi wala akong mapapala if all of you are actually just burning it down further. Wala kang mapapala dyan. Talo ka dyan. It's like messing around with no. Or it's like messing around with nothing. With no consequence. Yan. Kinumpleto ko. Parang ano eh. Parang kumain ng kanin tapos di ka nabusog. Kanya. That's what you're getting. You're getting stupid things and you won stupid prizes. That's what you're doing. Alam mo kasi, may mga bagay talagang hindi mo kaya mapaglagpas sa mundong ito. Not only in wrestling, sa mundong ito in general. May mga bagay talagang hindi mo kayang palagpasin. At hindi mo kayang konsintihin. Lalo ako. Straightforward ako. I know my limit. I know what I can do. I know saan ako mag-ground. Speaking of ground, medyo lumihis nga tayo doon sa WWE Philippines issue na yan. Kasi wala naman akong issue yan. Ah, ito. Pag-usapan natin tong statement na inap ko sa PWPH for the sake of everyone who doesn't have any idea on what in the blue hell I just did. So, I released a statement regarding Dave Meltzer sa PWPH, by the way. Ito. So, basahin ko yung statement para sa inyo, no? So, since puro misses na, what I mean misses, yung mga rumor kasi niya, mga balita na ina-up niya sa One, all of them missed. And everyone, most of our members, is believing Dave Meltzer. Maraming post actually na nasa pending namin. Majority doon, puro Dave Meltzer. Hindi ako makapaniwala, everyone is believing Dave Meltzer all the time. And I can't believe that it's on our territory. Na ganito kalala yung mga basurang balita ni Dave dito. I can't believe that I'm saying this to you guys right now. Ayun. So, since puro misses na, I use the word misses kasi hindi siya, may mga times kasi na tumatama naman siya sa mga rumor niya. Mostly yung AEW stuff. Since nasa pocket siya ni TK. No? Pero yun, anyways. Since puro misses na si Dave Meltzer lately, I decided to include him on our hit list when it comes to the band main sources. Kasi ginagamit siyang main sources ng mga karamihan ng mga news organization, yung mga sources in pro wrestling. Fightful is one of the people who is disagreeing with him soon as late. Ayun. So, may mga news organization dyan. May mga friends ako pero hindi ako natatakot mag-mention. Pero I'm not going to do that for now. Na nagsosource kay Dave Meltzer. No? Ayun. So, like what mentioned on this rule, we will only consider it legit if a true source will bypass the whole situation. For example, si Dave Meltzer, tandaan nyo bang nireport niya yung tag team match sa WrestleMania? Na pwede maging totoo, pwedeng hindi. Nireport niya din, ewan ko ba kung totoo o hindi, na magka-comeback match daw si Triple H. And I can't believe that I'm debunking shit right now. And also, he also said that we might get The Rock versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania this year. And I can't believe that I am debunking shit right now. Like, for real. I can't believe it. That I am doing this shit right now. Also, hindi ako natatawa. Hindi rin ako masaya. That I am doing this. But we have to. Because it's part of the responsibility. We pro wrestling fans, we know our limit when it comes to providing sources. Kaya, ayokong mag-provide ng balita sa inyo dito sa main event or sa predecessor, sa MTV show. Hindi ako nag-news ng walang source na minimension. Kasi, baka malabel niyo akong fake news. Baka sabihan niyo ako nag-i-embed. Karamihan sa mga news organization dyan, nag-i-invento lang yan. Sinasalsal lang nila yung balita. I hate to say words like this, but when it comes to this, same with the politics, very applicable, politics, Philippine politics na lang. Sige, everyone is relying on YouTube, relying on Tulpo Brothers as their main source of news. Bloggers, main source of news, main source of entertainment, main source of crap. Kaya maraming tanga sa internet, maraming tanga sa mundo. Kaya maraming tanga dito sa lupa. And I can't believe that I'm doing this sermon because you guys can't understand how it goes. Kaya hindi ko masisi na nanalo si BBM at si Sarah because you guys are believing shit. Mabilis kayo mauto. True hurts? Totoo yan. I can't blame all of you guys kung mabilis kayo mauto. Apusok kayo eh. Totoo yan para sa inyo eh. Pero we have to protect what we have. Or what we should have is must be protected. Going back, napakadali kumanap ng news right now. Lalo ng panahon na to, napakadali kumanap ng information. Mapa-wrestling man yan, mapa-sports man yan, mapa-local news man yan, mapa-international news man yan. So, there's a lot of news organizations in the Philippines pa lang. In wrestling, there's a lot of sources that we can trust. Pero yon, there's a lot of you are actually believing Dave Meltzer. And I can't believe that I am talking about Dave Meltzer right now. Pero yun, yeah. Guys, ako naman, iba ako, no? Pag sinabi ko, straightforward ako eh. Naririnig nyo na ako before na magganto. Open rant. Kasi totoo yung sinasabi ko. You hate. Maraming may ayaw pa nag-o-open rant ako sa show na to. You guys hate it. Kasi sinasabi ko yung totoo. No? Medyo mahaba kasi straightforward ako. I'm telling the truth because I told you so. And it's not a pagyayabang. It's just a fact of reality. Pero yun, I hope people napakahaba pa ng preparation para sa 2025. Napakahaba pa po. Sana naman, umpisahan nyo na sa mga hobbies nyo, yung pagbabago nyo. No? Huwag nyo nang paniwalaan yung mga sources na hindi natin dapat pagkatiwalaan. You have to be a different maker or change maker. or whatever, kailangan mo mag-umpisa sa sarili mo kung paano mo babaguhin yung sarili mo. Alaahanin mo na hindi lang ikaw ang makikinabang sa decision mo. Or otherwise, you have to wait lang, nawala ako. Kailangan mo din danasin yung mga consequences na magagawa mo with that decision. You have to suffer the same consequences because of your own mistake. Once you did the mistake, it's like embarrassing yourself. Either way, I don't know if it works. I don't care if it works. But you have to make it work. Because that's the reality that you have to touch with. We don't know actually on how we should resolve this. Hindi natin alam. Kaya we are trying to be transparent as soon as we can. Lahat ng nahahawakan ko, transparent ako dyan. PWPH, the biggest pro wrestling community in the Philippines on Facebook. Walang nakakapasok na fake news because we are filtering it. We don't tolerate fake news. Ewan ko lang sa iba. Hindi ko masabi yung bagay na to sa iba kasi hindi ko naranasan yung day-to-day basis. No? Ayokong maging bias. Ayokong i-put over ng walang dahilan tong group. But I hope you guys can join us. If you want change, if you want a healthier discussion about pro wrestling, you should start thinking joining us. Huwag din ang isipin yung mga clown na members ng mga community na yan. Hindi sila makakatulong sa'yo. Hindi sila ang tamang tao para sa'yo. Trust me. When I'm saying this to you guys, and sa mga taong gumagawa lang ng kwento, you guys are just embarrassing yourselves. Totoo yan. You guys are just embarrassing yourselves. You hear it? Because I am telling the truth. You hear it? Because I am the truth. Take it or leave it. Kasi if people are actually on the top of their head thinking something embarrassing and thinking something bad about what's going on, what's really going on, and what's going to happen, our eyes are being opened on everything. And our eyes are being opened for something ridiculous. And hindi natin alam on saan nga ba patungo ito. Kasi everyone will never be the same after that. Ang masasabi ko na lang guys, kung may naniniwala kay Dave Meltzer dito, umpisahan nyo na sarili nyo, tanggalin nyo na yun. Hindi na makakatulong sa inyo. And start relying on top sources ng mga news, information, podcasts. You can consider this show last because we are just doing commentaries on it. You can consider this last. But you have to keep in mind that if you're messing around with someone who doesn't make sense to you, then you are the one who is slapping with the reality on it. Di mo alam pangungut na pala yung tinadala mo. Di mo na alam pumapasok ko ng sarili mong mundo. Or even worse, ginagawa mo ng sarili mong sarili mong bahay yung hindi naman sa'yo. Take a pick. Lalaki ulo mo because you're relying on fake news or chill-chill ka lang. Kung may mali ka, go. Debunk natin yan. Kung may tama ka, stay with it. Pagpasampal ka sa realidad, yun ang masasabi ko. And never, ever believe the day parents. Ito lang. I have to stand on my own two feet addressing this shit because I am getting sick and tired of hearing this guy missing every day on providing information on all of you guys. And hindi ko na alam kung ano yung mapapala nyo if you guys are keep following the Meltzer. Totoo? Oh. Kupal kayo? Oh. Depende. Pero you have to keep in mind that if you're going to mess around, make sure panindigan mo yan sinasabi mo. Otherwise, para mong nilagay yung sarili mo sa hukay. That's what it goes. But regardless, we have actually to go to the commercial for now. Ano ba tawag dito? Mag-commercial muna tayo for now. And when we come back, let's go to our regular programming here on the podcast, on the main event park. When we come back, we're going to address some stuff here. Let's check our kabunkmates on Bunk Collective.
The main event mark will be right back after of this short break. For now, let's check our kabunkmates on Bunk Collective.
Annyeong, we are One to Sarang.
Your next favorite Hallyu podcast.
We talk K-drama.
Mandaming kilig.
Oh my god. K-drama.
We also talk K-pop.
Yung feeling ko sa 17 na they bring me so much happiness. Oh.
And we live to entertain.
What you gonna do when Dicky steak in front of
Check us out now on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Also on YouTube.
Join us sa Tawanan at Kwentuhan.
From One to Sarang.
Nag-uulat mula sa shore na kasing pretty ko.
Bringing you the latest and greatest.
And diving deep into the cool waters.
Of BLs and GLs.
And every kind of love there is.
We are The Shippers.
Sail with us as we watch our favorite queer love story.
And update you about the latest every week.
Kaya tara, sakay na as we sail the open seas.
With new episodes Mondays and Wednesdays on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Sakay na you, Terlet. Let's go.
Okay, so welcome back to the Main Event Park Podcast. My name is Angelo Pedera again. Anyways, I hope you can follow the podcast on all of the social media platforms. Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Twitch, and on YouTube, youtube.com/MEMWrestlingPod. Sa iba pang platforms natin, it's MEM Wrestling Pod. So kung may at sa unahan, just put na ito. So it's MEM Wrestling Pod. So it's Main Event Mark Wrestling Pod. So yun lang sa ating vlogs. Pag-usapan natin ngayon is basically Elimination Chamber na next week. So ang re-release kong next week's episode is mainly Elimination Chamber review plus yung aking Revolution prediction since next week is going to be a tough week for pro wrestling. And after nun, abangan nyo yung comeback ng Ask Angelo Anything. Una siyang na-introduce as Ask MT Show Anything during the MT Show era ng show. So, it might be different this time. So, it's now Ask Angelo Anything. And we're going to do a dedicated episode on that once we compiled all of the questions that we can answer here on the pod. So, yun. For now, let's address Monday Night Raw. So, yung Raw ngayon is mainly basically building up. It's either the Elimination Chamber in Perth next week or the Cody Mania that they are building it as well. So, let's start with Cody. So, Cody addressed The Rock and the PressCon, yung ginawa niya sa PressCon. So, disaster yung pinasok ni Cody dito. So, Seth Rollins interrupt the address. And also, it's kind of pledging his allegiance to Cody. Then, yun, medyo di sila nagkasundo noon. And now, they are now with one another. Tapos, ito na nga. So, what exists on the other side is very dark. He basically warned Cody on what he is going to deal with Roman Reigns. So, he also said that he would be Cody Rhodes' shield. Medyo reference siya kay Roman din on his days as the shield. Medyo dominant yun na reference sa kanya. Sobrang brilliant nung pagka-promo nilang dalawa. Sobrang klaro din nung storya na what they're dealing with right now. Based din dun sa trailer na nilabas nila noong weekend or Super Bowl weekend. Sobrang klaro that we have to get this Civil War thing na maala Cody, then Cody Rock, then Roman and Seth eventually getting themselves together again. Sayang nga na hindi sila magkakaroon ng match sa Elimination Chamber. But it's really interesting to me on how they will connect Seth Rollins to the picture. So ngayon, injured kasi si Seth. So hindi siya magkukumpit sa EC. Mas klaro sa akin that he will compete at WrestleMania. Sobrang klaro eh. Kita nyo naman yung trailer na nilabas ni WWE na laid out na lahat ng possible outcomes for this next story ni Roman at ni Cody. Then, here comes Seth, here comes The Rock. Napakaganda ng presentasyon on how things will go until WrestleMania. That's a clear direction that we have to look forward. Hindi mo na akong bibigay ng ibang opinion. But, yun. That was amazing. That was amazing picture that we are having right now. So, Rollins also adding a really good and a really solid gravity on this picture. Parang na-imagine natin na sobrang big threat talaga si The Rock. Tapos isama mo pa si Roman Reigns doon sa picture na yon. Kaya sobrang solid talaga ng empire nila ngayon, ng United Empire that they are building right now. Then, what's next? Yun. So, Becky did a promo. She addressed Rhea Ripley again. Nia Jax is interrupting Becky for the third week in a row. Third week in a row that we are getting an interruption of Nia Jax on this. I understand the logic here, but I don't see the sense of it. Wala si Rhea sa picture. Can you please get the fuck out of here? De, seryoso, wala si Rhea sa segment. Huwag ka naman magpakita. Masyado ka namang obvious eh. Masyado kang nagpapa-obvious na matatalo ka lalo eh. Ito, isa pa. Ang weird din to me that, ano ba tawag dito? Ang weird to me that they are not addressing Nia Jax as a Australian din. Australian si Nia Jax. Medyo, ang weird lang sa akin. Ang weird lang ang taste ko dun. Yun. So, ano pa ba? Wala na. Let's talk about Sami Zayn versus Shinsuke Nakamura. So, Sami is now joining the Cody Seth connection here seamlessly. And it makes sense because of his feud with Seth, with his feud with Drew. Kasi ipe-feud niya rin si Drew. If he will win the Elimination Chamber, then plus, idagdag mo na din yung pagpasok niya sa picture ni Roman. So, Cody might join the picture again. Pero yun, ang ganda kasi ng ano nila, ang ganda nung pagpe-present ni WWE right now sa picture na to ng WWE, and I can see a big picture down the line if we are getting good things ahead of this show. If you are going to book it right. AEW, I wish you guys are doing the same because your show is just pure wrestling. Hindi kayo nagpapakita ng story. You're trying to show a story, di naman klaro. Medyo magulo. Yun. So, overall, tong week na to ng Raw, not bad. Mas maganda lang talaga na na-execute yung story really well. Mas nag-shine siya doon. Talaga. Yung Raw is more on storytelling talaga. So, medyo natuwa ako that the stories are being mainly produced on Raw rather than on SmackDown. So, yun. Quality in-ring, quality segments din. Then, sama mo pa si R-Truth. Napaka-solid ni R-Truth lately. So, medyo advanced siya. Medyo 50-50 ako sa mga advanced storytelling. Then, ayun, okay naman siya sa akin. Pero I wish that tigil-tigilan nyo na yung pagre-replay ng mga segments na napapakita naman last week or 2 weeks or isang buwan pa. Stop with that shit. Yan lang. So, yun. Mga observahan ko lang sa mga episodes ng Raw at SmackDown lately. Triple H is not giving us a headache. Yun ang sure ako. Kumparahan ko lang yung product ni AEW and WWE right now. Tony Khan is giving me a hard time to watch his product. And I'm saying this as a patron of AEW. You know why? Sobrang upset ako on what he is trying to do with AEW right now. Most of the stories, walang direction, Young Bucks in the main event. Then here comes fucking Sting being the cash grab for this show. I know this kind of disappointing that we're dealing with Sting, Darby, Young Bucks for the last match. And then, here comes the randomness of every storyline that AEW has right now. Kumpara mo sa WWE. WWE is not providing the best wrestling. Hindi sila nagpo-provide ng wrestling, the best wrestling in the game right now. But, the storylines always hits the spot. So, that's what WWE is ahead. No? So, kung i-insert natin yung TNA sa picture, TNA can be the, ano ba tawag dito? Hindi ko pwede sabihin ace. Kasi di sila perfect. Both sides. But they are actually good on both. They can pull wrestling. They can pull segments. That's what they're good at. Hindi ko din alam kung ano pa yung creative direction na makuha natin with TNA, with Anthony taking over the position as the president of TNA Wrestling. But we will find out that once we got to No Surrender. I'm going to try my best to do a review of No Surrender next week. Then I'm going to provide it as well on the show or maybe on Patreon. So we can focus on Elimination Chamber and the Revolution here on the podcast. So yun lang, maganda lang talaga yung direction ng ano na to, wala akong ganong problema sa mga shows right now sa WWE programming. Okay, NXT. So, let's go to NXT first. Medyo mabilis lang naman ang NXT. So, Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin won the NXT Tag Team titles. And also to address is Bron Breakker is now part of SmackDown. That's two things and 1 week on Bron Breakker's career. And wow, what a future specimen that we are dealing with here. Okay. So you have to keep in mind that Baron Corbin and Bron Breakker is dealing with this character they have right now. And it's just amazing that we have to get this in right now. Okay, so continue natin. So, I'm really looking forward on this storyline that we should have, no? Medyo blanko nga sa ibang banda yung punto na yun. Pero, like what I said, mag-focus na tayo sa dapat nating pagbigyan ng focus, no? So, doon na tayo sa... Wait lang, hinahanap ko. So, let's go to the tag title. So, Baron Corbin is flying around in this match. They're trying to save this ship. It's been 7 years since he won a championship. And definitely, it's just a solid thing. Sobrang ganda din ng chemistry nila, Corbin at saka ni Breakker, Bron Breakker. It's just amazing. Na sobrang dominant naman. Sa totoo lang, sobrang dominant na makita tong teams na to. Then, Tony D and the Stocks. Sorry, tama ba? Stocks nga. Ayan, sobrang solid din kasi ng character development nilang dalawa. Sobrang ganda din ng future nila. Definitely my favorite characters in NXT this era, 2.0 tsaka 2.0.1. Pero yun, sobrang solid nila right now. Sobrang solid din nila Corbin tsaka ni Bron Breakker. And sobrang interesting down the line. Tsaka yung medyo maki-question din natin yung booking nilang dalawa once they go to the main roster. That's what I am trying to think about. Yun ang inaabangan ko. I'm really looking forward pa on what we should deal with on that. Oo, inaabangan ko siya. Napaka-interesting in a way that you should keep an eye. Pero napaka-interesting din kasi on what you should expect in the coming weeks because you might get that down the line. And what you should get down the line is actually things that you should get down the line. Hindi ko alam kung paano ko ba sabihin na ganito ba? Tama ba? Parang, huh? Tama ba? Pero I'm not really expecting a lot of this stuff that we are trying to address right now. But I think something that we are trying to digest. Sorry guys, I think you guys are trying to digest that or trying to do this on your own. Sorry guys, I was trying to scroll some news there. Nakita ko pala K-pop pala yun. Esensya na. Was trying to look back on some of the top information that we should have. Pero I'm really, really, really looking forward to on what we should get down the line once we are getting this in. Oo. Pero this team of Corbin and Bron Breakker, I can see them work really well. Tag team division is literally stacked. And I wish the tag titles are getting split down the line. Don't ever create a new tournament just for this. I hate it. Pag ginawa nila yun, pucha. Hindi ako matutuwa doon. Just split the belts, bring it back to Raw, then put Judgment Day on SmackDown. That will be great for me. So, totoo lang. Pero yun. That's it for the NXT. I'm really looking forward for NXT here down the line. Yun. Yun lang. So, ano pa ba? Ayun, Tatum Paxley, dagdag na rin natin. Sobrang ganda ng performance niya lately. Medyo, ano ba tawag dito? Ayun, I'm really looking forward on a lot of things lately in NXT. And I hope we can help that down the line. So, on SmackDown, so, let's talk about the Rock thing. So, The Rock addressed the WWE Universe. I'm going to answer the question immediately. Impressed ba ako on that promo? Yes. May sense ba yung promo? Zero. I'm invectively to say this, guys. The promo was amazing. The content was pointless. Medyo ang daming silver lining at possible foreshadowing doon sa promo na minention na yon ni The Rock, no? Yes, hindi siya nagsayang ng oras na mag-warning sa lahat, actually. This is not the same The Rock that we're dealing with. Reminds me of a character in 2003. And medyo ang daming blank portions that we have to fill while they're building the road to WrestleMania. And I think they will fill it as soon as we go to WrestleMania. Yes, there's a lot of gaps. And medyo ang nafe-fill kasi dito yung possible foreshadowing na baka try doon rin ni The Rock, si Roman, down the line, if he actually loses the belt, and yung napag-usapan nila Rock at Cody, that might be true either way. Pero, yan. Yeah, I'm really interested, and sobrang interesting sa akin, on how this thing will fold down the line. I cannot wait to see more of this Cody promos. I cannot wait to see more of this promos between The Rock and Roman. And I wish Rock, don't make yourself stupid ever again. Yan. Pero yan, yung mga promo niya more on one-lining talaga. Oo, sanay na ako dun. Pero medyo wala namang bago. Walang bago, for real. Walang bago. Walang bago. It's basically The Rock that you guys love and hate. And ang daming silver lining na medyo blanco doon sa buong promo na yon ni The Rock. Na kailangan filan o kailangan lamanan while they're building the road to WrestleMania. But there are some unexpected things that we have to observe then while they're building this feud. And I think we can agree. This team, or this thing will not make bit longer. Hindi siya magtatagal. Pero yun, we are going to get a lot of things down the line at WrestleMania. And that letter L, that rock is actually pointing. That means something. That we are getting down the line. That's for sure. Pero overall, everyone is cooking right now. I'm really excited. I'm really excited on what we might get at WrestleMania and also Elimination Chamber as we go to the final Raw live. There will be a lot of events and developments that we have. We have to get a lot. Maraming makukuha dito, maraming history na makukuha dito. And yung pag-expose lalo sa mga problema ng bloodline, doon natin marirealize lalo na patapos na ang bloodline. And Logan Paul competing on weekly show. It's just amazing. And I really love Logan Paul here. So it's just amazing. Pero yun lang. Yun lang naman. Elimination Chamber tayo in a moment. So guys, let me discuss my prediction in a moment. So let's talk about some AEW first real quick. So kung may mapag-uusapan tayo, why not? So sa tapings nila ng Rampage, apparently na-injured na naman. Na-injured na naman si Jeff Hardy. Ewan ko kung injured pa rin ba to o nag-injure-injuran na lang. Hindi ko rin alam. Pero after of the match, Jeff and Matt Hardy, tamakyo sila kay Sammy Guevara. I don't know if it's real or it's just an execution of heat. I don't care either. And I'm trying to check the card of this show. I can say this show has a strong episodes. Parang ano, okay sila actually. Lahat ng matches on this card, hindi ko na i-discuss lahat. Pero definitely kailangan ko piliin mamaya sa pick of the week natin. Yung Orange Cassidy versus Matt Taven, that was amazing. Trust me. That was a really good match. Pero itong show na to, hindi ko akalain that this week's Dynamite will be the best show or the best Dynamite so far. Yung lack of storytelling lang talaga yung problema ko. Hindi ko na in-enumerate yung nangyari sa episode na yun. But okay, let's continue with TNA Impact. So TNA Impact, I'm really looking forward to a lot of things here. Mabatawag dito. Next week, we're going to get No Surrender. It's going to be a banger. With the main event, Moose defending the TNA title against Alex Shelley in a No Surrender match. I cannot wait to see what will happen on that match next week. And that's going to be a lot of things that we are going to get next week. Pero yan, there's a lot of things going on. Steve, Crazy Steve is amazing every week naman. Then medyo nanibaguan ako, walang nickname sa episode na to. So yun guys, next week we're going to do a TNA No Surrender review on Patreon. Abangan nyo na lang yan sa Patreon ng Main Event Park. So for now, let's do the predictions for WWE Elimination Chamber. So it will take place this Saturday 6 p.m. on Disney Plus in the Philippines. I wish hindi na mag-fuck up on Disney Plus. So currently we have 4 matches on the card, and let's go with the prediction. So it's Judgment Day versus New Catch Republic, basically a chapter ng British Strong Style. Yun, so medyo medyo ano siya, yung tawag dito? Medyo chapter lang siya ng British Strong Style, but okay. So it's still a character for WWE here down the line. Pero yun, Judgment Day, I don't think they're going to lose the belts anytime soon. So I have to give my predictions to the Judgment Day, definitely. So okay, so the next one, there will be Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax for the Women's World Championship. Rhea to, no doubt. wala na. Hindi na magpapatagal dito. It's Rhea Ripley, no doubt naman. Then, yung Men's Elimination Chamber, Drew, Randy Orton, Bobby Lashley, LA Knight, Kevin Owens, and Logan Paul. Medyo may aftertaste lang ako on Chaos match. Sayang dapat si Dom, yung pinasok nyo. Dom inside the chamber will be amazing down the line. But I understand. Pero, I have to choose Drew here. Very logical naman. Based on what they're building with Seth and Cody on past few weeks, medyo obvious sa akin na mananalo dito si Drew on the Elimination Chamber. Also, we have the Women's Elimination Chamber. So, Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Tiffany Stratton, Naomi, and there's a Battle Royale na hindi in-announce yung participants. Pero, ang ano mata dito, yung mga kasali, should be Shotzi, Alba Fire. Shotzi would get injured on next week's NXT, di ko na i-explain. We can talk about that next week. Then, ano pa ba? Yung mga qualify matches for women. Then, Minchin might join. Shayna Baszler might join. So, Stark might join. Selena might join. Alba Fire might join. Yun. So, pero medyo logical that Becky might win this match. Kasi they're building a story ready. They're building up a story ready for this match. And it kinda makes sense naman kasi they're teasing it a lot on the WWE programming. So, I'm going to predict it to Becky Lynch. So, yun. Let me know kung sino yung mga picks nyo for this year's Elimination Chamber as we wind down here down the line. And let's do the picks of the week dito sa main event part. Okay. Yung aking match of the week is obviously Orange Cassidy versus Matt Taven for the international title, AEW. Also, wala na honorable. So, I have to pick that match of the week. Woman of the week is... Wait. Si Tito Paxley. Yes, Tito Paxley. Medyo ang ganda ng development ng character niya. I really like it. Then... Superstar of the week, definitely Seth Rollins. Mas convincing. So, yun. That's it for our episode this week on the Main Event Mark Podcast. You can support the show as always on social media at MEM Wrestling Pod. Guys, yung sa Ask Angelo Anything, pakiiwan na lang yung mga questions nyo on all of the social media platforms of the Main Event Mark. We are going to read that. And we're going to do a dedicated episode with these questions down the line. I hope you guys can leave your comments there. At pag-usapan natin yan after Revolution 2024. We're going to do a special episode focused on that questions that you are giving to us. Okay, so you can support the Patreon as well. Patreon.com/MEMWrestlingPod. And on our social media, paki-support naman. MEM Wrestling Pod, this podcast is also a member of the Bunk Collective. So please support this show on the Bunk Collective at the Bunk PH. And there's a lot of shows that you can support here on the Bunk Collective. Also, I'm going to give a shout out to Yuki. Also to Ingrid and kay Yuki Bomb. Hindi ko matanda yung pangalan nung isa. Basta, Yuki always giving me shit here on the show. So, thank you for that. And for acknowledging me also on their stream nung Valentine's Day. So, yeah, that's a good thing. That everyone here in the community is just doing their shit, doing their things. At si Ingrid, sabihan ko pala si Ingrid. Grid, nod ka na WrestleMania. Para yan. That's it for our main event mark this week on the podcast. We'll see you guys next Monday for another Monday night main event brought to you by the Main Event Mark Podcast. And that's it for the podcast. Stay safe and stay raso. See ya for now on the next episode. Goodbye for now.